Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are tuned in to Faces of Success Radio, and we have a very top-of-the-line exclusive interview for you this evening. We got Picasso V coming on this evening, and we're going to be talking about his new hit single that just came out, Distance. And we got a lot more coming your way. I just want you guys to tune in with us and stay online. Do not get off this line.
Yeah. Clear enough for you.
All right.
Yeah. Why niggas look mad? All right. Y'all supposed to be happy on the street. Y'all niggas look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these niggas. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't the one telling. Don't wanna be another number. I got a fucking gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists wanna see me dead. Niggas put rikers on my head. Now I got two rock bottles by my bed. I feed them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirt a nigga did? To be a kid. One life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thuggin', the world is a war zone. My homies is inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, finally your man. Just dreaming on ways to put some greatest on the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling, crossing the beans on a ranch that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are born. I'm like a fiend, finally feeding on the dope and gone. My nerves are wet, heart beating in my head is swollen. Thinking of the G's I be holding. Picture me rolling.
Baby, now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it?
Picture me rolling.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, but beef how my nigga Sock doing. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady twangin'. Make me wanna start bang bangin'. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packin' 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remay and running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body, sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing the zone. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple beans and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Formulate a caper, cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm big in the pot, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't keep you niggas creeping. It's how I do it every weekend, I dump the mat. You tell me count the property, yo, you got the wrong spot. Niggas on the clock, I get the liquor and you can get the female. It's cooking shit that we infect and get the street.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on stolen balls hog in this pocket. Nigga, picture us a rubber.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know, the motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility. All you bitch ass videos. Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home it's on. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. I forgot the DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about before. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, hoe? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sky, Mozart, Mowbray. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see y'all? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes and picture me rolling.
All right, now you just heard from Tupac, Picture Me Rolling, and yes, we have that exclusive interview on the line. Picasso V, how are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I am doing super fantastic. We are so excited to have you on Faces of Success Radio. I am your host this evening, Pearl J. We are going to jump right into this interview with you this evening, so let's get it rolling. I wanted to start off by asking you, what was the role of music in the early years of your life?
Man, actually, it played a really big role in the sense that, you know, some of the things that I might have been going through, you know, throughout my life, both good and bad. You know, music really helped, whether it was me relating to a song or me relating to an artist or just me being able to listen to my favorite song and just get away from the world, you know what I'm saying, mentally, so to speak. So music definitely played a big role in my life growing up. I've been a big fan of music. I've been writing since as long as I can remember. So music has definitely played a
That's
big role
wonderful.
In my life.
Are you from a musical or artistic family?
I mean, we have a couple of talented people in the family. I wouldn't say anybody really took it to the max or really did anything with it. So right now, I am the first.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations on that. Who inspired you to be, you know, part of the music industry? Was it, you know, coming from your mother or siblings or...
Not so much. It was, for me, it was really more so of sports. Growing up, I really thought it was going to be football and baseball for me. I had a couple of scholarships, but, you know, being in the streets and living the street life, I kind of winded up messing those scholarships up. And after that, I winded up just going full throttle into the streets. So honestly, I feel like the streets played a big role in that as far as, you know, the music and me wanting to get into it. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the streets played a big role.
Okay. And let me ask you your name. Is that, you know, is that your biological name or how did that name come about? What's the story behind your name?
Picasso V. Yeah, actually, I started off doing music at the rap name Vendetta, but growing up, I was just wild. I didn't care about anything, and long story short, I winded up catching a prison bid. I winded up doing a prison sentence, and, you know, with that sentence, I had a lot of time to think, and I was like, man, you know, I want to come out a new person. So I thought to myself, I said, if I come out a new person, I also want to come out a new artist. And it actually came, the name came pretty quick to me because, you know, just like Picasso, not one of his paintings was the same. Everything was different. And that's similar to my music in the sense that each song has a different message and a meaning behind it. You know what I'm saying? And just like Picasso, he paints pictures. So me, I chose Picasso V because I want to paint pictures with my music for the world.
Oh, that was very well said. Do you play any instruments? And if so, which instruments do you play?
I don't, but I'm definitely looking forward to, I would definitely love to learn how to play piano and guitar. So as soon as I get some free time, those are definitely going to be the first two instruments I would definitely like to try to play.
And how would you describe your music?
Ooh, versatile. Being that, you know, I really bring something different to the table in the sense that, you know, everybody says, oh, I'm different. So I tell people I'm a different kind of different. I really try to do all genres of music. I might give you a little R&B, something for the ladies. I might give you a club type of vibe, or, you know, I might hit you with a street record. So, you know what I'm saying? You'll never know. A lot of people say that I'm pretty unpredictable when it comes to that, but I like to keep it versatile just for the fans.
Right. And what is your main inspiration?
My main inspiration is just to be a better person than I was yesterday, just because I've come so far in life and I've overcome so many obstacles and I still have a lot more to overcome. But just to be able to be a better person tomorrow and be able to help somebody out that might be going through what I'm going through or something else, just to be able to touch somebody else is a true blessing. So just to be a better person every day is good enough.
Very well said. What musician do you admire the most and why?
Oh, that's a tough one. I have maybe thousands of them. but if I had to pick one off the top of my head, I would probably have to say Lil Wayne or maybe Eminem, guys like that, that I really, studied and watched growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really like went behind their backstory and, their cadence and their flow and their wordplay and just how they said things. Guys like that I really studied growing up. So.
And why? What about them, captured you?
Really a couple of different things. But like I said, me, I'm very big on lyricists. So, like, wordplay and, like real lyrics, where you have to, like you might have to rewind it back, like, whoa, like, what did they just say? Like, you know what I'm saying? Bars and, like, rhymes that'll really make you think, you know what I'm saying? So things like that really caught my attention. You know, for example, like Lil Wayne and Eminem, they have a very nice wordplay. So.
Mm-hmm. And what is one message that you would like to give to your fans?
Always be yourself, no matter who, what, when, why. Always be yourself. Always be true to yourself, because that's where it starts. It starts with you. You know what I'm saying? And so do not listen to anybody in the sense that don't listen to people's opinion and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just follow your heart. First and foremost, follow your heart. You know what I'm saying? Just do what you want to do and do what you love, because you'll always end up having fun when you do what you love.
All right. Do you feel your style evolved since the beginning of your career?
Most definitely, and it continues to evolve every day. Like I said, as long as I can be a better person, and that's both in the music industry and in my personal life as a man and as a son, as a brother, you know what I'm saying? Just to be a better person, you know what I'm saying, is good for me.
And what do you think you enjoy most about being a musician?
Freedom of speech, just to be able to express myself, because, I'm one of those persons that didn't really do good with the whole sitting down and talking about my feelings thing. I was always very reserved and very shy about that. So when I started to break the shell with the music, it was very important to me, because it was a way to express myself. And I think growing up, I think that's one of the things that I needed, and maybe things would have turned out a little different. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? But I feel like the music definitely helped me in a way to express myself.
Okay. And what skills are the most useful in the music industry? Skills are the most useful in the music industry.
Oof. Nowadays, you really can't tell. You know what I'm saying? Because there's people with all type of, different skills. And, a lot of people like different music now. It's not the same as it was back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Not only has the culture changed, but the music, the people, the type of rappers there are, everything has changed, and it's still continuing to change today. So, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like us as artists, we kind of have to adapt to that situation. Like, we kind of have to, like, move along with the culture, you know what I'm saying? Basically stay relevant, so.
Amen. And how do you handle frequent travels and being away from home and your family and loved ones for long periods of time?
I thought it would have been hard, but unfortunately, due to my, incarceration and being away from my family like that for so long and not being able to see them at all, the music traveling has been a lot more easier for me in the sense that, I can just pick up the phone anytime and, FaceTime my family or give a call and say I love them, whereas to when I was incarcerated, I wasn't able to do that at all. So I feel like traveling right now is a lot more easier for me, and I've been able to adapt to that a lot better because of me being incarcerated and being away from my family.
Do you experience stress before you go on stage?
I wouldn't say stress. I could probably speak for all artists. I guess it's more of that nervous/excitement. Not so much nervous, but just excitement, just to be able to get up on stage and, just to give the fans a show. You know what I'm saying? It's just a true adrenaline rush, and I get like that every time. And if any artist tells you that they have to be lying or they don't love what they do, because even if I know I'm gonna kill it, even if I got this, even if there's one person in the crowd, you know what I'm saying? You still get those butterflies in your stomach, like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to do this. That excitement. So for me, it's more so of an excitement every time, and I love it. I love it.
All right, and. Which leads me to this next question. What is the biggest problem you ever encountered in your journey of music?
My big would probably be, which I'm still working on, especially with this industry. You have to have tough skin for this business. Just in the beginning of my career, I've been through a lot of things, and incarceration, being incarcerated, as much as it sucks, it helped me prepare me for something like this, to have patience, to be able to say, okay, let's close your mouth and just listen, because I was my head back in the day growing up. So now to have a little bit more knowledge, as to what's going on, it's definitely helped me in my career to keep afloat and keep my head above water. Industry is very cutthroat.
Yeah. Is there any style of music which you don't like?
No. Growing up, I probably would have said it, but now I've learned to have a better ear for music in the sense that, just because it might not be your cup of tea doesn't mean there's no meaning behind it. So instead of me just picking a song just because of the genre or who did it, I like to actually listen to the actual lyrics and what people are saying. Because who knows, it could spark up a song that I make later on, or it could help me out with something that I'm going through. So I feel like it's important nowadays to just, sit down and really give people an opportunity and listen to what they're saying, more so than if you like the tempo or if you like the beat. So, yeah.
All right. And I have to ask you, what advice would you give for someone who is just starting a music career?
First and foremost, like I said, always believe in yourself, never give up. Second, you definitely have to have tough skin, because there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to tell you no purposely and are going to try to downgrade you and put you down just so they don't see you get to that next level. And, some people might get confused with that and think, oh, maybe I don't have it, or maybe I'm not as good as I thought I was, and that's definitely not the case. As long as you believe in yourself, everything else will fall into place.
All right. So let's talk about your song, Distance. What motivated you to write that song?
Actually, that was a personal experience of mine. What I wrote in that song actually happened to me in my personal life. So I figured, I'm like, what better way than to put it out there for the fans, not only to get to know who I am and what I've been going through, but that situation, I'm sure everybody goes through that type of situation every day, somewhere in, in the world. So I figured, maybe telling my story, I can help somebody out that's going through a similar situation like that.
Okay, well, we have that in our studio, so we're going to play Distance for our listeners right now. Here it goes.
Oh. cause lately you've been tripping. When I lick it in your system, girl, you get to acting different. You tell me that you love me, but I know that something's missing. You got niggas on the low, so I gotta keep my distance. Cause I don't wanna hurt nobody. Cause if I lose it, then I might just catch a body. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt nobody. Cause if I lose it, then I might just catch a body. Yeah, how could I ever forget? And though I'm changing my ways, I'm still feeling regret. And you got secrets you hide, I know you slept in this bed. We keep reliving the past, I swear it's stuck in my head. And it's hard for me to trust, feel like I'm running out of luck. But I'll be damned if you keep trying me, enough is just enough. I break all my problems down and roll that shit up in a blunt. But what really hurts the most is that I thought you were the one. And I know, gotta respect the game, that's just how it goes. Promise next time I'll be taking it slow. Till then I'm focused on just killing these shows. Praying I blow. And you nothing like the girl I fell in love with when you drunk. I swear your attitude's a night and day just like the moon and sun. So I gotta keep my distance cause this shit ain't getting fun. And I thought we were supposed to be in love. Don't know what's gotten into you cause lately you've been tripping. When I lick in your girl, you get to acting different. You tell me that you love me, but I know that something's missing. You got niggas on the low, so I gotta keep my distance. Cause I don't wanna hurt nobody. Cause if I lose it, then I might just catch a body. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt nobody. Cause if I lose it, then I might just catch a body. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt anybody. Cause they gon' hit me with life. The judge don't give a fucking prosecution. Rating is high. Don't wanna hear no excuses, so baby don't even try. And when you tell me you love me, I know it's just all a lie. With these emotions in the air and all the memories that we share, you gon' miss the way I kissed you. Does he lick you everywhere? Fuck the money that he got, his love will just never compare. And when it's too late, you gon' realize who was there. Oh girl, loyalty is hard to find inside of this world. Only thing these bitches want is diamonds and pearls. Such thing is perfect, just make sure the one you pick is really truly gonna be worth it. So before I make the move and get far away from you, all I wanna know is why you gotta do me like you do. Can't believe this shit is true, you should help me understand. Fuck it, maybe you should find another man. Don't know what's gotten into you cause lately you've been tripping. When I lick in your system, girl, you get to acting different. You tell me that you love me, but I know that something's missing. You got niggas on the low, so I gotta keep my distance. Cause I don't wanna hurt nobody. Cause if I lose it, then I might just catch a body. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt nobody. Cause if I lose it, then I might just catch a body.
Right, you just heard Distance from Picasso B. That was the bomb. I really like that. Will you let our listeners know where they can pick that up at?
Yes, ma'am. You can definitely go check that out on YouTube. It's on all major streaming platforms. Just type in Picasso B Distance. The video is out on YouTube. You guys definitely go check it out.
All right, and if someone is interested in booking you, how can they go about doing that?
I am on Instagram at I am Picasso V. I'm on Facebook at Picasso V. I'm on all major streaming platforms. Definitely check me out, you guys. I appreciate it. If you do shoot a follow, I do follow back.
All right. And so I want to thank you for being on Faces of Success Radio. It was a pleasure having you. You guys just heard from Picasso V tonight for this very tight exclusive interview. We loved having you. We want to ask you if you have anything else coming up. Please give us a holler, and we'd love to bring you back on the show. We're fixing to go to another song by E-40 called Spittin', but we appreciate having you on the show. Thank you, Picasso. Have a good night.
Woke up in the AM, twisted out of my cranium. Gotta take a shit, took a dump in the Mediterranean. Flushed the toilet, hit the shower, snatched the fit up out the clouds. Miles of C96 broom handle hanging halfway out my drawer. Niggas better feel me, I got papers to serve. Niggas got a strike paid, props well deserved. Buck my trophy, I'm smobbing ugly in my future. Lucky on my way to Cindy's chimney, cause Cindy's chimney is a good friend of me. She likes to go out, down, down. She likes to win out. Here's go hoppin' bitch, I can call me a Barney Rubble. Dick the beat sound so tough, had the pussy poppin' bubble. Scratchin' the paint up off the wall, taking off in them draws, rebel without a pause. She's spillin' that stain, swimmin' in Niagara Falls. Now matter, that's for real, mash in the plate. All up in your motherfuckin' tall can face. Let's get woke, 40 water ain't no joke. Make way, say hey, check my display. Bluff this shit to your tape, bluff this shit to your face. Trick you ain't got no click, you ain't got no 40, cause I'm 40 to the fucking down. And now they got me spittin' on the microphone. And now they got me spittin' on the microphone. And now they got me spittin' on the microphone. 40 to the 40 to the fucking down. And now they got me spittin' on the microphone. Bitch! Drunker than the motherfucker spitting that shit. High rank, nigga poor. Back scratch taller than my new pool. Cash roots everything around me. Fully water, water get the moment. We don't catch a bitch, you can't sit up on me 47-11. A big Benz, got a dead man can't win. One love to my niggas in the youth, no. Getting swole, bulking up, drinking proof, no. Y'all say me say you got some extra room, I think I need a drink. The way they got me bucked might be right in there, rich is sooner than I think. But LPD's on crack, man. They shot my nigga toe stuck in the back, man. Prejudice, motherfucker. What niggas need to do is start letting love get out. Squash up a funk and start letting love get out. Heckling, got you collecting staples, how easy to be converted. Mac one twice as righteous, righteous. Make them popos like us. Drink with me, second base, and I'm going for home. I truck a 40 to the fucking down. 40 truck a 40 to the fucking down. And now they got me spittin' on the microphone. Bitch! Drunker than the motherfucker spittin' that shit. Drunker than the motherfucker spittin' that shit. I ain't no cut, don't call me hostess. Nigga, don't you know that I'm all up to explode? Don't let the bed bugs bite, sleep light. Be ready for the chip, throwing bandits at night. One eye open, infrared. One eye open, for the haters. Terminator, instigator, taking minutes off and straight. Kinda looking for all some of that petty. You gotta make your life a sin. Why you ungrateful, motherfucker? You better get somewhere where they love you at. I've been struggling and strive so hard to make my shit obese. Pacing back and forth, never grit my teeth. C-L-L-I-I-C-K. Northern California beef, a BJ. With it, I'm vicious, just bump the fucking rumble. Sounding off car alarm, my shit ain't nothing humble. Gotta say what's up, cause some matters on my club. Niggas like Greg Street and Ricky motherfucking Green. Motherfucking Green. I suck a buddy to the fucking dumb. And now they got me sitting on the microphone. And now they got me sitting on the microphone. And now they got me sitting on the microphone. 40 suck a 40 to the fucking dumb. And now they got me sitting on the microphone. Mm. Yeah. Motherfucker spittin' this shit. Drunk it in the motherfucker spittin' that shit. Drunk it in the motherfucker spittin' this shit. Drunk it in the motherfucker spittin' that shit. Drunk it in the motherfucker spittin' this shit. Yeah.